I see that Diane is outside the door with the group of people she's taking around the offices, including Marietta Duran. Kom in, julle.
Hi, Morten.
Hello.
Ek's Martin. Hi.
Hello.
Wie uitsaai?
Nee, asseblief nie.
Gaan jy nuus lees?
Nee, asseblief nie.
Wat gaan jy doen? Nuus lees?
Daar is die nuusrekenaar, hoor.
Dis ook wat ek vra.
Ek sit met die nuus lees.
Nee, dis Marietta Duran wat die nuus gaan lees. vir ons vanoggend.
Marietta, why are you here today?
Ek het 'n probleem opgetel, wel ek is maar 'n probleem, maar dit het die probleem het vererger toe ek 3.5 jaar gelede my enkel gebreek het en die nasorg was nie voldoende nie.
Mm.
En my enkel is nou skeef aangegroei, wel in 'n posisie waar hy nie moet wees nie en die ander enkel is ook geaffekteer behalwe die feit dat ek in elk geval gestremd gebore is.
Okay, wat noem hulle die kondisie?
Spina bifida.
Okay, wat is dit presies?
Ruggraat spleet. Dit is 'n opening hier in die ruggraat, laag aan die ruggraat waar die neurale buis moet toegaan in die eerste maand van swangerskap gaan hy nie toe nie. Dit kan wees 'n tekort van folinsuur of yster.
So. En dit affekteer jou bene, jou voete?
Ja, dit affekteer ander dinge ook.
Okay.
Ernstig, maar ek het van die dinge vrygespring, ek kon leer loop op 2 jaar.
En hoe kan die mediese industrie jou help? I mean, wat is voorgestel?
Hulle het 'n plan wat hulle kan doen, maar hulle wil nie.
Wat is die plan?
Wat is die plan?
Om my enkel wat so is, reguit te kry, albei enkels.
Ja.
Maar hulle kan dit nie doen nie, want dit is baie groot operasies.
En op wat is daarin van jou lewe wat jy gedink dat dit nou baie erger geword is wat jy gehoop het? I mean, wat was die konsekwente gewees?
Die skoene wat ek op die oomblik het, is nie voldoende. Die manier hoe die skoene nou is, laat my gewig nie val waar dit moet wees nie. Ek is uit belyning.
Okay. Wat is die ergste wat kan gebeur ooit? I mean, jy weet,
amputasie.
Is dit so ernstig?
Ja.
Kan dit so ernstig wees? So, om amputasie te voorkom, is daar korrektiewe goed wat gedoen kan word? Jy spat van skoene,
ja, dis nou op die oomblik.
Ortopediese, dit is nou waar jy nou is.
Dis in die pipeline nou.
En wat behels dit? Maar dis 'n duur storie.
Dis baie duur skoene. Give or take, R10,000.
Marietta is 'n staatspasiënt.
Okay.
So hierdie kom uit haar sak, hy sit nie medies nie.
Is jy opgewonde oor, I mean, daai tipe oplossing maak jou sekerlik opgewonde.
Ja, want op die oomblik
vir die verskil maak.
Ek vir die rugpyn op die oomblik.
Okay.
And I think the most important thing here is if she gets those shoes, she can save her feet.
And her back.
They won't be amputated.
And her back. That is huge. We're very glad that you came around to the station for a little tour and to tell us more about your problem. You hang in there, Marietta. Let's see what can be done this morning, courtesy of Good Morning Angels. Meet up, but... Good Morning Angels. So Diane took a group of people, amongst them Marietta Duran, on a station tour this morning and ended up here in studio with us. Little did she know that she's going to be part of Good Morning Angels. Told us about a condition called spina bifida. It affects her legs, amongst other things. And the problem could be so serious that she could face amputation. But there is a solution. It's just costly. We're talking about specialized shoes, right? So, Marietta, next to you is Dave Arnold. He's an executive at AutoX. Thanks for joining us on the show. Morning to you, Dave.
Morning, Martin. Morning,
you've been Diane. Listening to this. It's an incredible situation.
It's a journey.
It's a journey. It really, really is.
Absolutely, Martin, and thanks for having us here today. You know, AutoX supply power to millions of motor vehicles in South Africa through our Sabert and our Willard range. And today, reading Marietta's story that was sent in by Elise, we were touched by the story. And what we want to do today, Marietta, is we want to pay for those special shoes that you require. From our business. So you can have those shoes fitted and we will certainly fund the bill for that so that you've got those new shoes. Because it's very clear from Elisa's message that you're a total inspiration to people. You never complain about your woes and you just carry on and you fight day by day. So
they know by now. They know if I'm in pain, I do say it.
But we're going to fund that for you.
That's
thank you so
very much. Ek sien hier 'n paar. Is dit vriende, familie wat vandag
hier is? Ons gemeente se my vriendinne van ons gemeente. Daar is die culprit.
Wie sit daar so in die wit pakkie?
Dit is Susan, my pel.
Susan, kom met gegaan nader hier so na daai en se mikrofoon toe sommer. Jy lyk vir my baie baie gelukkig met daai nuus.
Ja, ek is. Ek het baie met haar te doen en ek weet hoe swaar kry sy en hoe pyn dit sy.
So hierdie gaan 'n verskil maak?
Ja, baie. baie.
Fantasties.
Oh, dis amazing. Baie. Maar, I don't know, Dave seems to want to say something more. Dave?
Yes, Marietta, what we also would like to do is, in addition to the specialized shoes that you have to have fitted, we would like to contribute another 20,000 rand to you. That will obviously help you with further expenses. And obviously going into the Christmas season, we believe that would be a great gesture for you and your family and the people that care. So another 20,000 rand for you. And then finally, obviously, also we'd like to contribute a further 50,000 rand to the Good Morning Angels Fund because of what? The work that Jack Aranda does. So that's the fun part.
Woo! Kapina, gallery's clapping.
Dave, you guys are amazing. Why?
You. No, I think we get a lot of support from the South African industry, and obviously we need to give back, and obviously this is just one of the initiatives we want to get involved in. And as I say, Jack Aranda, Diane and the team, obviously you do wonderful work, and we just want to support where we can. So Marietta, very worthy cause,
and hopefully this will help you. As a family, we just can't. My one brother especially would very much like to help me, but he's been retrenched for the last year.
Yeah.
So hands are chopped, you know.
En sy sal nooit vra nie.
Well, a huge, huge thank you to Dave Arnold, the executive at AutoX. Thank you so much.
You.
Very generous.
Thank you very much.
Very generous.
And of course, thank you so much to Elise Brainette, who brought this request to us in the first place. The original angel making a difference there. AutoX paying for those boots with 10 grand, adding another 20,
mm-hmm.
and surprising us.
With a big 50.
Well, good morning, GMA. Angels. Yeah, man, that is amazing. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, AutoX. Much appreciated. Sterkte, alles van die beste, Marietta.